How you doing, guys? Dr. Thompson here, Exemplify Health Center, Wellness Way Affiliate, right here in Yorkville, Illinois. I apologize for that. That is backwards, but I need to flip the camera around so that you can see some data that so that you guys can actually read it. All right, guys. Hey, please share this video. This is very important because I don't know anyone yet who has done this testing. This is very important. I'm going to show you testing, immune system testing on three separate occasions. And I'm going to give you when we did these specific things. The first one was a person, and yes, we have his permission. This was some immune system testing that we did. And this person that came in was, you know, basically type 2 diabetic, very high inflammatory markers, high triglycerides, tanked hormones, immune system not doing very good either. And so the testing I'm going to show you, the one that I'm going to show you first, this was after he really worked on changing his life. And you're going to see the immune system doing just fine. It's doing great. But guys, this is where is the reason why I'm doing this video is this. And I'm not super happy. I am not happy, you know, about this. I'm not spiking the football by any stretch of the imagination because I don't want to see people get sick. But what I'm going to show you is I'm going to show you using medical testing, verifiable proof, immune system testing of how from changing a lifestyle to getting the first, let me show it to you since I can't say it, the first, and then I'm going to show you after the second, and I'm going to show you the changes that took place in the immune system, and I'm going to show you exactly what that means when you read this testing, okay? This goes right in line of what, as Wellness Way doctors, Dr. Patrick Flynn, myself, this is exactly what we said, what will happen. And now I'm starting to see it happen. And again, it can't be false because this is medical testing. All right, so let me show you the first one. Now, this gentleman, it went from type 2 diabetic to no longer type 2 diabetic, went from being able to hardly be able to, like his goal is to walk a mile, he can run a 5K now. He lost conservatively 60, 70 pounds. I don't really measure that, you know, that much. It's not really that important. But all his lab markers got better and they changed. He completely changed his life. Now, he got this and he knew, he didn't want to, but he felt compelled to in order to keep his job. Can you imagine that? To keep his job. And I understand why men would do it. And this is what I tell you. It says, I can give you the information and give you the research. It's always going to be your decision. I know what my decision would be. I know what my decision would be for my family. I cannot make that decision for you. And I cannot tell you what hill that you would like to die on. So I'm going to show you his first one. I'm going to show you after the very first one. And then I'm going to show you the second one. And I'm going to show you exactly what it means, guys. Please share this video. All right. So this is after him doing a really good job of changing his life. This was when he was doing absolutely amazing. Still is, except for his blood work now. So you can see when you look at this, you see all of these nice, all of these in within these ranges. But this is what I want you guys to pay attention to is this. Is I want you to look at the granulocyte count and look at the lymphocyte count. All of these things, these are basically, you know, just part of the immune system, which is kind of a basic panel a lot of doctors run. All these immune cells perform a specific function. And when you look at it, you can associate it maybe the type of infection that they're elevated. You can see the type of infection that people will typically have, okay? So granulocytes, things are like lymphocytes, neutrophils. You got all your different types of lymphocytes. You guys are gonna notice that when your doctor runs it, they don't differentiate between CD8, CD4, natural killer cells, things like that. Monocytes, these are your dendritic cells, your macrophages, this is what we're going to go over tomorrow. Eosinophils, so, you know, associated with parasitic infections, basophils, associated with severe allergic reactions, things like that. So when you look at this, the biggest thing that you see is you say, everything is doing really well, okay? I'm going to show you this. This is after the very first you-know-what. So the very first you-know-what, what you can see is We started testing an expanded immune system panel, and I said, "Hey, if you don't mind, I want to see how your immune system is responding after the first you know what." So this is the first you know what, and here's what's interesting, is you see the CD8 cells started to jump way up. So you see these CD8 cells start to jump way up. Now, let me turn the camera around. Let me tell you what a CD8 cell actually does. CD8 cell is called a suppressor T cell. It's also known as a killer T cell. What do killer T cells actually do? Well, what these are sniper-specific cells, and they are designed to kill virally infected cells that are literally wearing the virus on the surface of the cell. Think of spike protein. And it's also killing cancer cells. That's the job. They're very sniper specific. They don't do a lot of collateral damage, but I want you to think anything that is virally infected. So when you look at this, you can see those CD8 cells after the first you know what, you can see they start to jump up. They're saying, "Hold the phone. What is going on here? We need to start killing off these cells that are expressing a specific, I don't know how you say it, spike protein." Okay. That was a couple of days after the first one. So you're seeing that a CD8 cells start to jump up. I said, "Okay, if you don't mind, I want you to get it after you get the second, you know what? I will pay for it. Just please let me do it for my research. I know that regardless, you're still going to do it. At least let's get some benefit from doing it so that we can gain some clinical data. Because I guarantee you, your doctor isn't saying, 'Hey, let's do an immune system panel, an expanded one that's CD4, CD8. Natural killer cells and things like that." Guys, if you don't know what the test is, it's very similar to how they measure progression of HIV infection, okay? It's basically an AIDS test. So that was his first one. I want to show you this, the second one. We just got it back literally last night, okay? This got back literally last night. Now, this is after the second. Now, I want you to look at this, and I want you to stay with me. Please stay with me, okay? So now what you see is you see that his granulocytes, look at how much they jumped up. Holy cow. These granulocytes are responsible for basically their neutrophils, their first responders, their emergency type cells. They're responsible for, they do have a viral component to it, but they're mostly for bacterial infection, and they also clean up tissue damage. Think of when you have tissue damage, like a pimple, like a scratch, like a sprained ankle. They're responders to tissue damage. And you look at this and you're saying, "What on earth is getting damaged inside of the body?" Then when you look at his lymphocytes, so his lymphocytes are things like his CD4 cells, CD8 cells, natural killer cells, his B lymphocytes that are producing antibodies, the very reason why they wanted to do it in the first place, to produce an antibody production. You can see how badly now that started to tank. And then what's interesting too is that you can see that his natural killer cells have absolutely tanked as well. Natural killer cells, guys, this is part of your innate immune system, okay? This is your innate immune system, and natural killer cells are your first responders to things like viruses, virally infected cells, and yes, even cancer cells. And wow, holy cow, you can see how that is tanked. Now, what I'm not showing you is all his other numbers, but every single one of his lymphocytes are on the very lowest end of normal, and comparing it to the last one, they have absolutely tanked. So what is tanked? His adaptive immune system has absolutely tanked. Adaptive immune system, CD4, CD8, natural killer cells, his B lymphocytes, all of those things have actually just gotten pummeled within the month. Now, what has changed within the month? Gee, I wonder. He's still eating great. He's still exercising. He's still avoiding his food allergies. He's taken his supplements. So what changed in his environment? It was a toxin. I'll leave it up to you to understand what I mean by a toxin. So look at how that changed. So listen, if no one told me anything, if I looked at this and said, "Hey, Dr. Nate, look at this blood work," because this is what we say. We say a person could be blind, deaf, and dumb. And dumb is not dumb, but meaning in the biblical term, you can't speak. If a person could not communicate to me, then you say, "Show me x-rays, show me labs, show me that," and we could pretty doggone get it closely figured out as far as what's going on. So if you said, "Hey, look at this lab, and what does it tell you?" I would look at this lab, and in 2 seconds, I would say, this person has autoimmunity. Let me say it again. This person has autoimmunity, and it's how you see how that immune system is responding. People with autoimmunity, so many times I've seen clinically high granulocytes and a tanked adaptive immune system. So I want you to think of this. The body's trying to handle some kind of tissue damage, but also the very thing that's designed to handle things like cancer cells and things that sell like virally infected cells has absolutely tanked. You look at this, how on earth can they ever say that it is working? Now watch this. If they have this low and it stays and it persists, I want you to stay with me, and that adaptive immune system response persists, in which it's going to have a bad response to any other kind of viral infection, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Here's my question, guys. This is a serious question. To the health experts out there, to the pathologists that are out there, to the public health experts out there, if you looked at that blood work, would you say that this person is very susceptible to having another viral infection? And maybe you just might call it a breakthrough infection. You guys see that? A breakthrough infection. Guys, please share this video. This might get taken down. A breakthrough infection, you know, like the kind that we're seeing right now, or maybe what we're seeing in Israel, a breakthrough infection. So let me ask you a question. I'm just not making a statement. I'm just saying, I'm asking a question. Could it be that after this, maybe this is happening in a lot of people and leaving them wide open to have breakthrough infections after that? That's interesting, isn't it? So this is testing. This is testing, and reason why is because I want to know. I want to know what it is doing to people. If you're a doctor and you are watching this, every single one of you doctors, become a doctor and start testing those patients who have gotten a second one and start testing their immune systems and start figuring out why. You're a doctor. You're not a clinician. You don't follow some kind of template on what you're supposed to do. Too many people are doing that, following a template. Well, it says here in your blood work that this lab is out of order, so I need to give you on this medication. Really, doc? I need to be on this medication, huh? Well, tell me what the exit strategy is so I don't need this medication. I've never had a person who came to me and I said, what's their exit strategy? And you know what they tell me? Gee, doc, they don't have one. They never told me anything. They just said, take it for the rest of your life. That's not healthcare, is it, guys? Not at all. And now you wonder why we have so many people who are sick in the United States. Now you know why we have so many people who are having breakthrough infections. Now you know why so many people, guys, have autoimmunity, which is the fastest growing illness taking place in the United States. So we have to watch this and we have to see what's going on. Does this look like autoimmunity? Yeah, it does. Here's the sad thing, though. I said, well, if you see that, what do we need to do? This is my honest answer, right now anyway, is this. I don't know. I really don't. And I'm not afraid to say I don't know when I don't know. But I don't know, and the reason why is this. It's never taken place in the history of mankind. We never have seen it take place. I have some ideas on what we can do, but it's a lot different than any other autoimmune reaction, because the reality is this: to help people with autoimmunity, you got to remove the triggers. The thing is I don't know how long this trigger is going to persist in his body. And you know what else? No one else does either. And the reason why is because they haven't studied it. They haven't studied it long term. And guys, I will say this. I'm not punt trying to spike the football. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong. Because if this is one person, we are looking at 150, 170, 180 million people. Million people. Anyway, guys, I hope you found this enjoyable. I don't find it enjoyable. However, if I say, hey, I think I found something, I'll share it with you. as well. And I always appreciate when I share something with you guys, please share it with other people. Please help them to start to open their eyes, because I guarantee you there are going to be people who are suffering. And they need to know that they are suffering. It's not in their head. It's not in their head. Just because the doctor can't find it doesn't mean it's not there, because they need to look in the right direction. I will tell you this, there's not one doctor who will run that test. Not one doctor who will run that test. They won't run it. One of the reasons why they don't run it is because there's no medication for it. Sad, isn't it? All right, guys, I got to get back to work. I have my talk tomorrow, and I'm still finishing it up. And so I need to finish up that talk for tomorrow on Saturday. I know that some of you guys are registered for that, so I can't wait to see you. Guys, please be there literally before 10 o'clock. We are at standing room only. And some of you, if you get there late, you're going to have to stand. But we need to get started at 10 o'clock so that we can finish up a little bit before noon. So, guys, be there. I apologize. I'm a little bit low energy. I've been at it since about 6 o'clock this morning, and I'm just starting to finish up. So, all right, guys. Appreciate all of you. I appreciate you guys always when you watch. Thank you very much again, and I always appreciate when you share and things like that. So, guys, be well. I'll jump on sometime soon and give you an update if we need to. All right? All right, guys. Be well. Have an awesome week.